Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Hafsa, and today in my podcast, I will be talking about health and benefits of Ramadan beyond breaking the fast. Okay, Ramadan, the month of fasting. Millions of Muslims around the world mark the start of Ramadan, a month of intense prayer, dawn to dusk fasting, and nightly feasts. Fasting is one of the five pillars of the religion of Islam and one of the highest forms of Islamic worship. Also, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, which are the most blessed nights of the year, such as we should increase our worship and devotion during this period, but there's a special night in one of those odd last 10 nights. It is called Laylatul Qadr, also known as the Night of Power. This night is equivalent to 1,000 months, 83 years, which is the most blessed night of the year. Laylatul Qadr is a perfect example of beyond breaking the fast. Because Laylatul Qadr starts after Maghrib to Fajr, so you're not fasting at this time. What are the benefits of fasting regarding your body? In Ramadan, people tend to eat more. Experts have found also that restricting food intake during the day can help prevent health problems such as high cholesterol, heart disease, and obesity, as well as improving mental health and well-being. By not consuming any food, our body is able to concentrate on removing toxins. As we give the digestive system a rest, nutritionist Claire Mahai told Al Jazeera, fasting allows the gut to cleanse and strengthen its lining. It can also stimulate a process called autophagy, where the cells self-cleanse and remove damaged and dangerous particles. Dates. What do dates do to your body? The Muslim equivalent of apple a day proverb is 7 dates a week keeps a doctor away. Ajwa dates are the most favorite food of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the unique kind of dates which are from Medina, the most beneficial and wholesome for the body and mental health. It is truly a fruit of paradise, as it recaps a lot of health benefits. In the religion of Islam, the date fruit carries immense importance and emphasizes in particular both hadith and Quranic verses. Dates become an essential food component of a Muslim during the month of Ramadan. Here's a few health benefits of Ajwa dates. Heart diseases. Ajwa dates are the best remedy for heart-related diseases. Dates can be soaked overnight in water and then, after removing seeds, are crushed in the same water. It can also be with the seed as well. It has marvelous effect on improving the circulatory system. Intestinal problems. Intestinal problems like constipation, bacteria infection, and growth of pathogens can be treated with ajwa dates. Sufficient consumptions of dates can treat stomach-related diseases. Modern medicine has shown that they are effective in preventing abdominal cancer. Sight benefits. Ajwa dates are very beneficial to protect vision. They are also effective against night blindness. Different hadiths about ajwa dates have been proved variously health benefits regarding eye diseases, pregnancy. These dates can also help in a pregnant woman's delivery. It activates the womb muscles in the month of pregnancy and helps the womb muscles womb movement at the time of the delivery, as well as the dates minimize the postnatal bleeding. For bones, ajwa dates are a rich source of calcium, which the vital mineral in keeping bones strong and healthy. Here are some tips on how you can improve your Ramadan the healthier way. 1. Don't skip suhoor. Suhoor is the pre-dawn meal, it is not one to be missed. Unfortunately, some find it difficult to get up for their suhoor. They rather have a heavy meal before bedtime and sleep through the morning. After a night of sleep, your body needs to replenish its nutrient stores, so you can last through your fast with minimal digestive discomfort. Starting your fast without suhoor meal can cause you feeling sluggish during the day and make it difficult to sustain. 2 is to keep hydrated. Throughout the fasting month, keep yourself hydrated by drinking the recommended 2 liters or 8 glasses of water a day. Drink at least 2 to 3 glasses of water before the start of your fast to keep you staying hydrated during the day. Dehydration is the leading cause of common fasting discomfort such as constipation and headaches. Also, once you break your fast, be sure to sip on water regularly between iftar and your bedtime.
having food with high water content such as soups, fruits, vegetables, and also add total fluid intake for the day as well.
3. Moderation and variety. Ensure that your meals during Ramadan are a variety of fresh foods such as grain, lean protein, vegetables, fruit, and dairy to ensure that you get all the important nutrients for a good health. Limit the processed foods that are high excess fat, sugar, and salt. Home-cooked meals are always a better choice as you can control the ingredients plus the amount of oil, salt, and sugar you use to make the meal healthier. One time-saving tip is to cook extra, keep it in the fridge for another meal. One-dish meals such as home-cooked fried rice, oat porridge with fruits and nuts, or noodle soup with lean meat, or eggs with assorted vegetables are simple meals that everyone in the family will enjoy.
4. Break your fast gently. When it's time to break fast, avoid filling up on greasy foods in the form of cakes and deep-fried savory snacks. Go for the dates, fruits, or nuts to satisfy your hunger. If you often get caught in the rush hour traffic, often consider